This is GQDN for Friday, August 4th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/GripQuest. And by patreon.com/TheGripQuest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Pokemon. What's going on with Kickstarter and Devolver. But today we start with GameStop. And according to GameSpot.com, GameStop will be giving up on cryptocurrencies. Now, they will be removing the iOS and the Chrome extensions crypto wallets this year, November 1st. And that's basically due to the current uncertainty that's going around with the cryptocurrencies. But customers will still be able to have access to the funds that they have. So here's what GameStop did say about that. Quote, "We advise that all customers ensure that they have access to their secret passphrase by October 1st, 2023. Any customer with access to the secret passphrase has the ability to recover their account in any compatible wallet." So GameSpot did announce that its venture into the NFT and the crypto space, and that was back in May 2021. But they also did scale it back last year after the company didn't gain much money there with it. So from Ars Technica, GameSpot did report that they made about $45,000 on the first day, which is nothing compared to the $6 billion in net sales in the previous fiscal year. But some of the studios will hold on to the cryptocurrencies because they're keeping the NFTs. Now we go to PCGamesN.com, and they're saying that Genshin Impact did bring in a character. So Genshin Impact 4.0 update is dropping, and you will get some Genshin Impact banners so you can start out on a journey in Fontaine. So Yelan and Zhongil will be coming alongside the three Fontaine siblings, which is cool for some of the new players and the longtime players, is what they're thinking. And they do talk about Zhongil and Kokomi, and they're saying that Zhongil is one of the best shielders in the game. But that's only if you build up his HP stats. And the character will be able to protect everyone in your party, possibly without a healer. Now, Holyverse, well, they basically didn't show them the 4-star characters who will be on the 4.0 banners. But these two new characters will be quite interesting for everybody that plays the game. Now we go to major news, because according to IGN, Devolver Digital will have their new showcase on the games that they delayed. So Devolver Digital did say up on Twitter, "Join us next week for Devolver Delayed. It's the first ever showcase celebrating games that are courageously moving into 2024. That'll be August 7th at 8 a.m. Pacific. And that'll be up on YouTube. So we shall see what indeed happens. But they will be talking about everything that they've delayed and could be coming out in 2024. So what could that be? What could that be? Well, we do know what did happen, and PlayStationLifestyle.com is saying that in Japan, PlayStation 5 did sell over 4 million units in Japan. So PlayStation 5 has been quite in the hardware sales worldwide, and right now, PlayStation 5 is 4 million short of PlayStation 4's lifetime sales in the country, and that's in Japan. But right now, they just hit 4 million. So we'll see if they hit 8 million by the time of the end of its life cycle. We shall see. But it is a big update from PlayStation 4. Now we go to NintendoLife.com, and they're saying that Kickstarter is doing some cracking down on AI. In fact, that Kickstarter did say on Twitter, quote, "We've been paying attention to the conversation about AI today. We're announcing an AI policy shaped by the feedback from our creators and backers. That directly lays out how we'll approach Kickstarter and projects that involve AI. Now, some of the policy, and they did post some of that, says, to be allowed on Kickstarter, project utilizing AI tools for generating images, text, or any other output must disclose relevant details on the project page. This includes information on how the creator plans to use AI in their project, as well as elements in the project will be wholly original work and which elements will be created using AI outputs. Projects developing AI technology, tools, or software must use information about any databases and the data creators intends to use. The creator must also indicate how these sources handled consent and credit for the data they utilize. If sources don't have the process or safeguards in place to manage consent, such as through an output or opt-out or opt-in mechanism, then Kickstarter is unlikely to allow the project. Here we go with that. Polygon did say, Medros, there's going to be a Pokemon presentation on August the 8th. So what will they show? Well, Polygon thinks that the show could last for about 35 minutes. And it could give some updates to Pikachu. I'm sorry. Detective Pikachu could return. And that would be the sequel to Detective Pikachu. The other likely things could be the Teal Mask, the Indigo Disc, which would be expansions for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And Netflix could be showing a stop-motion anime series called Pokemon Concierge, and an update for the mobile game for Pokemon Masters EX. Maybe some other Pokemon games too. We'll see. Last but not least, oh Xbox, what did you do? Because here are the games that are coming between August 7th and August 11th. So we start with August 8th, and that'll be Broforce Forever and Gord. And here comes WrestleQuest. On the 9th, we'd be Fluffy Milo, Legend Bowl, Mandili, Running Fable, Skabama, Snowfall. Atlas Fallen comes on the 10th, along with Overwatch 2 Invasion, Rabbit Crazy Adventure, Stray. You guys should go get it, you Microsoft players. Stray Gods. Well, basically, Stray is just a great game. The Dragoness. Those are ones that come out on August 10th. And August 11th is Acceptance. Airy. Heaven and Hell. Bright Lights Subtle. Cube Airport. Fruit Adventure. And World Soccer Pinball. Everything looks good there, doesn't it? You guys should play Stray. It is a great, great game. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. Live show. You know it. You live it. You love it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Come see us live on Twitch, guys. Go play some games until then.